Good afternoon and welcome to WWER's new segment, Everyday Heroes. I am Mary Parker, joined today by one of our heroes, Patricia Nalesky. Thank you, Patricia, for agreeing to chat with me. I understand that you are in charge of the community garden. Can you tell us how you obtained that position?
Surprisingly, actually, I was surprised to have the position. I was taking some courses to follow up on having managed a community garden in St. Mary's, Georgia, which was a bit of a disaster at the end. There was no board. There was no clear structure. Finally, everybody was just relieved when a hurricane blew the thing away. It was a relief for everyone. But when I came to Colonial Beach by way of Washington, D.C., and then now here, a friend of mine who was in master gardening training with me wanted to take on the community garden here as a project. I was very reluctant to do it after my experience there, but I did look into some training on how to do a better job of managing a community garden if I ever had the chance again. And well, I did get the chance. I took a very long course, and part of it was an internship. They graciously allowed me to perform my internship hours here. And at the end of it, I was asked to take over the garden. And so I was able to put into action some of the things that I learned in those courses. And as a result of that, we brought on board sort of some revenue generating, not certainly to make a big profit, but to make the garden pay for itself. And we were able to bring in some classes that people had been asking for. So that's how I got here.
Can you give us an example of some of the classes that you offered?
We offered a three-day series of primary vegetable gardening, everything from putting the seeds in the ground to final harvest. And we did this in conjunction with the Northern Neck Master Gardeners, as well as with the Virginia Cooperative Extension Service. That is something I like to do. I like to work with other agencies to help bring services to town, and we'll be offering a canning class, well, food preservation all four different ways in the fall, and we're working with the Extension Service for that as well. So that is what we do.
Well, they sound like incredibly great goals for yourself.
Well,
and
thank
the community
you.
Garden.
Thank you.
Can anyone work from the community on a bedded plot of land?
We do rent out the individual beds. What we learned is that when people have a specific area of responsibility, they take very good care of it. If everybody's responsible, sadly, nobody's responsible. So we have, the beds are allotment beds, sort of like the British system. But if people want to come in and help us weed the areas or want to help, you know, turn the compost, we would be thrilled to bring them on board for a work day.
And how are the supplies provided?
We have a fund, and so the supplies are provided through the CB Green Space Board, and the fees that we collect for use of the garden beds go into that fund to help offset the cost of operating the garden.
Okay. And do people in the town benefit from the garden other than personal use?
Oh, yes. So we donate produce to the food pantries. Last year we donated 267 pounds of food. Now, not all of that came from the garden. When people have too much produce in their backyard gardens, instead of having it go to waste, we donate it so it gets back into the food system. You know, food travels a long way in the commercial growing, and to have it just travel a block is infinitely preferable.
Mm. And do you have the same goal this year?
No, the board has set a goal of 300 pounds for me. I'm a little worried about that one. I'm stressing out a little bit about that, but we'll get there, I'm sure.
I'm sure you will. Do you have a plot of your own?
I do. I grow a lot of green beans. They seem to do really well in that spot. So Kentucky Wonder, they're the best.
Okay. And other than helping to weed or provide strawberries, are there other ways that the town can help with this project?
When we have a work day, if they are interested in joining, they could send us an email at garden@cbgreenspace.org, and we can add them to the list. We have had people who just want to do some weeding. And just the other day, a woman said that she went home and checked her blood pressure after having spent a few minutes in the garden, and she was surprised at how much lower her blood pressure was. She just thanked us for having this place.
Mm-hmm. That's you can't do better than that with a testimony, can you?
I felt that it was a good one. I thought I should check my blood pressure.
Right. Okay. So now that you kind of feel you're much better at leading the community garden charge, what do you enjoy most about it?
I truly enjoy watching other people interact with the garden and with each other. I love the community that we are building there, and the gardeners are helping each other out and they're learning from each other. I love to see that. At some point, I look forward to the day where I can walk away and it's still running on its own.
Well, you are inspiring, I'm sure, those of us who are listening to consider doing it, you know, for ourselves. Thank you so much for what you're doing for the town and for this wonderful project.
Thank you.
And helping it to sustain and grow.
You know, I couldn't do this without the support of a really good board. I saw what happened when you don't have that. And I've seen what happens when you do. And the CB Green Space Board has made it possible for us to do this.
Oh, that is a great conclusion.
It's true.
Thank you so much.
Okay, well, thank you.